We've been going through Ches Amud Beis this week, and the last sugi we discussed was Pagina Dibura. Now, Agav, there is a shaila in the Yishayinim, when things need lishma, when there's a halacha that something has to be done lishma, what's the din if there's a taruvis of lishma and shaloi lishma? When there's a mixture of kavanis, when someone's machavin, lishma, if it does something for two reasons, he's doing it for one reason, plus for another reason, he's doing something for lishma and for shaloi lishma mixed. Is that a chesaron in lishma, or is that not a chesaron in lishma? There's a brisker rav in Zvachim. It's actually in the Grizal Rambam Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos. The brisker rav says that it's really a more basic shaila. The shaila is, when you need lishma, what's the var you need lishma? He's talking about a carbon. You have to shech the carbon lishma. Is the vart that you require lishma, or is the idea that it's not allowed to be shaloi lishma? In other words, is it that we have to have a lishma, we're looking for this maila called lishma, or is it that we're looking that there shouldn't be a chsarin of shaloi lishma? In other words, what?
Not necessarily, you said you need lishma, and here you have lishma, you have other things also, or you said it has a chsarin of lishma,
Yeah, not necessarily, but the other direction. In other words, you start with the klar. When you need lishma by a carbon, is pshat that you need lishma, is pshat that shaloi lishma is a psal. That's the first chakir, that's the chakir. Now, if you say that when you have a taruvis of kavanis of shaloi lishma and lishma, it's possible, which is what he names on. He makes the yukim that the taruv is the shema shalai lishma is possible. It's a raya, he says, that shalai lishma, that's not the vart you need lishma, because you have lishma. The vart is that shalai lishma is a mafriya. You're not going to have a shalai lishma. And that's why, what? I'm doing the whole thing lishma. Let's say I'm working out a klaf. I'm going to use it either for mezuzah or sefer Torah, right? Even a klaf has to be lishma. So I'm saying, I don't know, maybe I use it for mezuzah, maybe I use it for sefer Torah. So is there anything wrong now for using it for, let's assume that sefer Torah is a higher kedusha, mezuzah is a lower kedusha, even if they're both equal. Can I now use it for one, or is it a chsar? If the vart is that a klaf for mezuzah has to be made l'shem mezuzah, it was made l'shem mezuzah. I didn't have a mind that half the klaf is for mezuzah and half is not. I did the whole klaf, l'shem, mezuzah, v'sefer Torah. So, if I need a l'shma of mezuzah, so I have it. If the vart is, I can't do it l'shem something else, then I have a problem. I did it l'shem something else. Or, what?
I understand that within the kafira, I'm saying, is that called l'shma to go and say, I'm doing it for either this or that?
That's called lishma. Yeah, what it means? It's no, starting with lishma.
I understand what I'm asking is really going to go into the. I'm asking is that called lishma? Just pointing to call lishma. Is that called that to be lishma? Let's say
you need the mile of lishma.
Is that called lishma?
I would think so. I did it
lishma. Granted, you said you're doing lishma, but once you say I'm doing it for the sake of other, you say you're not doing it.
It takes away from the lishma.
Okay,
I hear what you're saying. And really, that's the aside of the Arsamath that I want to get to. Okay, it's good. But this is the way it says in Briskarov. The truth is, in the Grach al Hashas, it has the same clair. I don't know if it's originally Briskarov, originally Reb Chaim. But they both say pretty much the same thing. That they neman that shaloi lishma is the chsarin. And taruvis of lishma and shalai lishma apostles because you have this chesaron of shalai lishma. The Reb Chaim is quoted as bringing a tosis of menachis membeis that when you make the tcheles, when you cook the tcheles, it has to be lishma l'shem tzitzis. And if you have a mind, I'm cooking the tcheles l'shem tzitzis l'shem ti'ima. Now there, it's even less of a chesaron. Ti'ima means you can taste it. Now, tchelas is not made for eating, But there's a way of knowing if there's the right mixture. If you give it a taste, so then you can tell if it's the right mixture that it'll be a good blue, that the color will turn out right. So Taisa says, if you do, if you cook tcheles, l'shem tzitzis, l'shem tcheles, tzitzis, and l'shem te'ima, it's possible. It's not called l'shma. So vaitas akrab chayim, we see that a little bit of shaloi l'shma that's mixed in with the l'shma, that's already going to pass. So, yeah. Might very well be telling that Reb Chaim really says that the fact that stoma, Reb Chaim adds this knetch, but this already makes it more complicated. Reb Chaim adds that the fact that stoma lishma is kosher. We once had that as long as you start the carbon lishma, the rest of it you could just be stoma. Stam das is good enough for lishma. If you start the shkita lishma, then the kabbalah sadam, the zrika, everything is but stam das is good enough. So Chaim says it's mashma from there also. That's not you. You need an active lishma. You just have to bavar in a shaloi lishma. Now this the kud of the Reb Chaim we could clear separately if it's necessarily so. It's not necessarily so how stoma works, which is why I don't want to base on that. But lamaisa Reb Chaim says it. The Brisker Rav brings the raya from taruvis lishma shaloi lishma. Reb Chaim adds in the Reb Chaim there's an added aspect of stoma. That stoma is good is also a raya that shaloi lishma is a psul. The Stipler in Zvachim Simin Beis Ois Beis. He asks a few kashas on this side of the Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav. And one is from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the Shtar was written at the same time, we're talking about a Get Eved, but a Get Eved also needs Lishma. That it was written, Kol Nechosai Knu Yimlach. That means it was written L'Shem Shtar Shechar and L'Shem Shtar Kinyan at the same time. In the same writing, when he wrote the words, exactly the same words, Kol Nechasai, the cipher had in mind that with this writing, the Eved will go free, it'll be Ishtar Shechar, and it'll be Ishtar Kinyan. So he really had a taruvis of both kabbanis, and that's what he was doing. He was doing it, Pashup Shat, he was doing what he was told. He was told to write Ishtar, that I'm giving the Eved everything, including the Eved himself, and including my karka, and including my furniture, and my tavlum, everything. So when he is writing those words, Kol Nechasai, Kenu Yimlach, he is writing simultaneously Ishtar Shechar and Ishtar Kinyan. It's really a Lashma and a Shalai Lashma mixed.
And
why? One is Lashem Ishtar Shechar and one is Lashtar something, Lashem something else.
What do you mean?
If it's
the whole thing is written Lashma for the Eved, so you're giving him other things besides freedom.
But when I write every bit of the call, the Chosai, I'm having in mind that it should be a Shtar Shechar and it should be a second thing at the same time.
The
whole thing is Lashma, so it's shame. What does that mean? The whole thing is for two purposes. The whole thing is for two purposes. Shtar Kinyan, Shtar Shechar. Isn't that Taruvus Lashma?
Lashma.
I don't see it. Why is it different than Te'ima and Tcheles? I'm cooking this tzitzis. I want side to use it for tzitzis and side to use it for tea. And here's also two things. The shtar be yishtar kinyan, the shtar be yishtar shechar. The shem gerishin is the shtar shechar, is gerishin, it's the same thing. If it's good, it's good. Ashtar Shechar. Ashtar Shechar. Where's the mashmois of Ashtar Shechar? Because he's being magnet to him. Isn't that the mashmois? What? That's why it looks in the words, but it's Ashtar Shechar. The Gemara at the end says it's a chsar in Kriz Gita. That means that there's a chsar in the get aspect of it. It's a get. He's what?
So it's all the Shema, everything's the Shema in the
Gat.
He wants it to go free, he wants it to
be. It's true, and he wants it to be tcheles, and he wants it to be tasted. He wants the cloth to be good for mezuzah, he wants it to go for a safe tire.
It's talking two different things. One, two different things. One, in order for one to happen, obviously we have to have. In order for one thing to happen, the other thing we have to have.
Where? By here?
Yeah. In order for him to get over the house, we have to get free.
Yeah, but in order for him to go free, he doesn't have to have all the nechassim. It doesn't go both ways. You could have been in just as a shtar shechur without the nechassim. You don't need the nechassim. Do you need the halfway? You're right. Halfway. And in Grada, he brings also Gemara and Daf Chof that a cipher who's paid to write the get is kosher. Yes, they have a cipher. I'm not going to like this so much, but the cipher is doing it for two reasons. Why is he writing the get? The shame get, and to get paid. So you don't like that so much. Because he's getting paid to do a lishma, right? So, if I do a shalai lishma, I won't get paid.
So,
okay. It doesn't have to be shabbatol. But after shabbatol, he can be paid. At any rate, the stipler, whether you like the kashrim daftof or not, from here it's maybe a little starker. The stipler brings a beautiful yisayit of the Arsameach, which is a mistavra tuva, on the concept of lishma and shalai lishma. And that is the Arsameach in Hilchas Gittin, Hegerishin, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, the first one. He's machalek when you have two kavanis. If the two kavanis are a stira, they contradict each other, then that's what Reb Chaim is talking about. That when the two kavanas are a contradiction, then the shalai lishma messes up the lishma. If you make a dough, l'shem machvas and l'shem marcheshes, or you do kmitza, l'shem michas machvas and michas marcheshes, it's a stira. Either it's a michas machvas or michas marcheshes. If you do it l'shem chatos and l'shem oila, it's a stira. Either it's a chatos or it's an oila. It can be a chatos and an oila. He says when the two kavanas are soiser one the other, then a mixture of kavanis is no good. When the two kavanis are not a stira, they're not sois each other. They go hand in hand very well. Like in our Gemara, it's a stira that this shtar will be a shtar shechur and a shtar kenyan. It's not sois the one to the other. It's not a stira. They're just two kavanis. I want this to be able to be used for two things. It's not a stira. It's not a contradiction. When it's not a contradiction, then there's no problem of a mixture of two kavanas, lishma and lishem something else. It's not a problem, because it doesn't take away from the lishma. It's only when the second kavana takes away from the lishma that it's megareya in the lishma, which is Reb Chaim's cases. Reb Chaim's cases are where you're doing it lishem karbin and lishem taida, leila and taida. Two kavanas. L'shem achatas for Reuven and achatas for Shimon. It can't be achatas for Reuven and Shimon. It can only be one or the other. What about Taisis? What about Tcheles? So here the Yerushalmi says that the kavanah l'shem te'ima, what is te'ima? It may not be kosher Tcheles. Just say I'm cooking this. And I'm cooking for two reasons. I want it to be Tcheles. I prefer it come out good. But also l'shem te'ima. I want to know maybe it's no good. The l'shem te'ima means that I'm in the kavana. I'm saying that this may not be a kosher tcheles. It may be a pasul tcheles. It won't be good. I'm going to taste it to see if it has the right mixture to be good for tcheles, to have the right color. So since I'm doing it for both kavanas, those kavanas he calls a steer.
Everything's like that. In case that I'm making you get, and it comes out that the get's not going to be good for many reasons.
Yeah, but when you write the get, you write the get.
When I cook,
it should be good.
You're right. Later on, see if it is good, or taste it at the end, see if it happened, this group or not. Same thing by the get.
Afterwards, you're going to check if it was good. But you're doing it only with shame this.
Find if it's a trade, what do you mean? I've made my shot the whole time, it should be no good, because maybe I'm going to find it as a trade later. And I have to be careful to find out if it's a trade. So,
okay, so I'll change a little bit. If I told you the way it says Nafsimeh, I'll just change this Nakuda. What I would say is, the part I taste, I can't use for tzitzis. It's a stira because the part I taste, I can't use for tzitzis. By the shtar, the same shtar that I'm going to use for kinyan shechur, I'm going to use the same whole shtar for kinyan, for shtar kinyan, I'm going to use the whole shtar for shtar shechur. By te'ima, I didn't designate which piece of the pot. The whole pot I might taste. The fact that I may taste any part of the pot of tcheles the cooking trailers means that part of it will dafka not be used for tzitzis. It's a steer to using it for tzitzis. But the part I taste, I'm not going to spit it back in and use it. The part I taste, I'm not going to use.
So,
every bit of it I'm going to put back in. I see, I don't know the mitzvah, if you have to swallow it to taste it, you don't have to swallow it. I assume that when you put it in your mouth and it mixes with whatever's in your mouth, I assume that either it's possible or it's not usable. Assuming that that's true, it'll be this kinetic of change in the Arsameach will be better. But what? Cheles may not be kosher to eat if it comes from a possible. If the sheretz is tameh, it's a question if it's tameh. That was one of the times. One of the times against him was that you need against the Radzina was you need the menamut beficha, and he said no, it's not true. You don't need menamut beficha. So assuming it's tray, if you can't swallow it, you have to just spit it and taste it out. Well, that itself is a machlekes rishayim. You're allowed to taste something less than that. What? Because of gezeri, you might swallow it. So it's not the derech to eat. You see him in the tzadiches. You look in the Pesach Tshuva, he brings the Shaila by the soaps, if you're allowed to taste it. The Mekilim there hold that you're allowed to taste it because it's not the derech to eat it. So it's the derech to eat, the Italian up in your mouth because you can swallow the yasser. What? That's the heter. No, it's not that you eat chelas. Yeah, by the soap, that Pesach Tshuva is talking also, you're tasting soap, you're cooking soap. You're tasting it to know it's the right mixture of soap. Nobody eats soap. That's okay. At any rate, yes, to see that the mixture is good. I'm making tcheles. I want to know that the color will come out right when it finishes cooking. So then I can't use it for tcheles.
So it comes out like the meatball is specifically in order that I could use it.
The teema is to see if I could use it.
Yeah.
See if I could use it. Therefore.
So I understand. I need the teema.
You want me to say my way or somebody else's way? The Samaritan is right. I just understand better my way. The part I taste, I'm not going to use.
But if I don't do the Deema, I won't use anything.
Fine. Therefore.
So, as we were saying earlier,
you cannot do Deema. You could do is finish cooking it. And then you'll see. You'll take a piece of wool and you'll dye it and see if it's good. You have to taste it. It's a way to do it, is to taste it. I don't want to waste my time finishing the whole process. So I can taste it, but maybe I can still fix it afterwards.
You
don't have to. How you make tcheles? You don't have to taste. You become an expert. I don't know. We had someone in our shul last year. He came. He made tcheles. He made what they considered tcheles. He didn't taste it. He did it. He did it 100 times already. He did it, and it came out. Was it right? I don't know, but it was what he planned it to be. It came out the way. And it's very interesting to see because tcheles, it says in some places it's green, in some places it's blue. He's a Lashon Yarek. So yeshiva, we always said Yarek sometimes means blue. I didn't know what it meant. When I saw him doing it, when the way they make it, if they're right or wrong, I don't know. But they make, when they finish the mixture, it's green. And then when it combines with the air, it takes a few minutes, it turns blue. That's the way it is. It's Yarek when they finish, and then it turns blue when it mixes with the air. But anyway, you don't have to taste it. At any rate, there's some actually said is very nice. He brings a beautiful raya. There's a Gemara that says that if you make the chalas toida, the matzah says of the toida, and when you make the matzah, you have in mind l'shem carbon toida and l'shem matzah mitzvah for Pesach. If you want to use these matzahs of the toida, and double them up. You're going to bring them with your carbon toida. Then when they give it to you, you can eat it l'yom v'layla. That night, you'll be the Seder night, and you'll save money. Matzahs are very expensive. So for the same matzahs of the Taida, you're going to use it for the matzahs mitzvah. But matzahs mitzvah Pesach need lishmo also. So you have in mind, the shei matzahs Taida, the shei matzahs mitzvah, and it says it's kosher. And there is also a taruvis of lishmo of a Taida, and a shalai lishmo of a Taida, the shei matzahs mitzvah. It's a taruvis of two kavanis. What's the difference? L'shem toida, l'shem matzah, or l'shem toida, and l'shem some other mincha. Barsamer says beautifully. Something else, if it's l'shem the mincha of a toida, and l'shem the mincha of something else, that's a stira. It can't be both. Here it could be both. It's not a stira. The two l'shmas are not a stira. Calls a man, the two l'shmas are not soisa one to the other. There's no problem with the taruvis of l'shma and shalai l'shma. There's no chesaron in that. So therefore, there's no problem. We we actually discussed the din of shala elishma shalai elishma in psachim on daf chesam at beis. The Gemara talked about shluchei mitzvah in anizaykin, and the Gemara asked the Gemara says that you don't have to be by the chur of a stockin, you don't have to check the holes in your wall, the deep holes, because of a chashash of sakana, because there might be snakes there or scorpions. So you don't have to be machnis here. Yeah, you have to check what you could see, but you don't have to stick your hand in all the way to check because of a chashash sakana. So the Gemara asks, shluchei mitzvah inam nizaykin. Why did Chazal make exeri? You're doing it for a mitzvah. So the Gemara answered, maybe you lost things around the house. You lost, I think the Gemara says, machatin, you lost nails. And while you're looking for the chametz, you're going to look for the other things you lost. Because chametz, you always find other things besides the chametz, right? So you find other things, so maybe you'll find it. So the Gemara says, who cares? You're still doing the shei mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So the Gemara answers, it means after you check for the chametz, you'll continue and you'll look weiter for machatin. But the Gemara says beferish that if you have both kavanis, it's considered l'shei mitzvah. The Gemara there says that if you're going to check for machten and chametz simultaneously, then it is l'shei mitzvah. There's no chesar in l'shma. I don't know if it's not the same, necessarily the same gedarim of l'shma, but it's a similar concept. And the other Gemara says that taruvus of two l'shmas is l'shma. It is considered l'shei mitzvah. So it's not Reb Chaim because of the Arsam Ech's rule. Pashtus Reb Chaim says Lishma Shalai Lishma is not considered Lishma. Right. It's not really a Lishma, it's more Lishma.
Right.
No, the Gemara is saying that if you're doing it Lishma Mitzvah and Lishma looking for Machtin, it should not be considered Lishma Mitzvah. And the Gemara says, no, Atula Mitzvah, it is still a Mitzvah.
That's why I'm so stopping to do a Mitzvah. I can do a Mitzvah, also if I'm driving somebody, make somebody right, again, I'm going in myself. It's not a
stira.
I'm going
in. If I don't have kavana for mitzvah at all, you think it's that way? You have zero kavana for a mitzvah. Is it that way? I do it for one and not for the other. That may be right. Maybe you could say that the whole sugim psachim has nothing to do with this. The whole sugim psachim is not a din l'shma. Question is, are you doing it? You know, even if you need l'shma, there it could be Reb Chaim is moida that there, as long as it's l'shei mitzvah, the shaloi l'shei mitzvah doesn't passel. It passel something which has a din of l'shma. Something like that. So Reb Chaim's recital at least is good in all of the cases of where there's a din of l'shma, the halacha of l'shma. What? He ho. So it comes out from the Arsameach that a shaloi lishma passels only if the shaloi lishma is a stira to the lishma. Two lishma, one lishma is good. A shaloi lishma, that's a stira to the lishma, so that's megareya. A shaloi lishma is not a stira, so what's the difference? And I'm thinking I'm going to get paid also. Who cares? Why should that matter? Okay, that's a nice. Nar Smith is a very, very Davar Mistavar. I think it's a Davar Mistavar Tuva. The second parak will deal with Lishma Vaita. We'll see. I mean, we'll have other cases. Okay, the Tap Taisus and Tesamid Aleph. We have here Machlaikis Rashi and Taisus. What's a Machlaikis? You wrote a Shtar. And what does the Shtar say? Kol Nechosav Chutzmei. Karka. Doesn't say which karka. So what's machlokes here? Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds that if I write a shtar kinyan for you, forgetting it now about get shechur. I write a shtar kinyan, I'm machna to you all my sadais except for one sada. But I don't specify which one. Right? Taisus says if you do specify, it's different. But if you don't specify, so Rashi holds that it's, you're not paying anything. Not kind of anything. So I own 100 fields. I write a shtar. I map it to the 100 fields, except one. I don't say which. So Rashi holds he kind of zero. So Tosfos is matmiya. Bava Basra, Daf Kovzayin, Chatzisadani, Maichalach, Yanichle Chatzisadayim. That Avani is kind of half. Which half? All right. So the Maitzvachay Ovaraya, the Machna could say, I want the better one. So it comes out of Machlech's Rashi and Taisus, Lamaisa, I write you a star that I'm Machna to you a field of all my fields, I don't say which one, or all my fields except for one field. Rashi holds garnish, not kind of anything. Taisus holds, you are kind of. Which one are you kind of? We'll have to figure it out. Machlech's Ovaraya, he'll be able to pick whichever one he wants to keep. Mustaver like, which sheet is more Mustaver? Everyone asking, which sheet is more Mustaver? Huh? Pashtus. Pashtus is Taisus, no? It's Shemashir. What? It's very clear what he wants. He writes, I own 100 fields. I'm selling you all my fields except for one. We don't know which one. That's fine. The question now is, if the man comes, he says, you know, I changed my mind. I want to keep all 100. Rashi says he could do it. Rashi says there was no kinyan. Tyson says, what do you mean he can't do that? He could say which one he wants to keep, but he can't take back all 100 fields. Rashi, that's what Rashi says, that he's kind of nothing. That, Lekonas elasatme, Rashi says. Hashtag Lekonas shum karka. The Bechol kavachadik lameh mahainu ahu deshaya. That's Taisus whole kasha on Rashi. What do you think Taisus kasha on Rashi is? Why does Rashi say Lekonas shum karka? Lekonas shum karka. Rashi's lashon isn't that way. So that's not called that. That's what he means. That he's like he's kind of nothing. Hashem like on a shum karaka b'chol chavachadik lemei mahein lo dishir. I feel lahachi you ben chayrin. Don't think he's not a ben chayrin. He's still a ben chayrin. Don't love karaka who. Does that have to do with him in levin lach?
Every karaka we have a subject which one he meant, but
that's not the push pshat of Rashi. It tastes certainly from Rashi that way, right? It wouldn't fit in. It wouldn't fit in pshat in the bar. Taisus has to come out to a new pshat because of this problem.
Rashi looks at the field of
kol kavua to match on that field. But then it's kind of something. You just don't know which one. The way you say. That Rashi appears to say that kind of thing. Mamanis. I'm talking about mamanis. I'm talking about the mamanis. I'm not talking about the Abed, I'm talking about the Kaddish. That's Taisus Kasha Rashi. Then Baba Basi Sifakat. Comes Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says beautiful pshat. Rabbi Chanan is a chelik beis, Simon Lama Dalet. Rabbi Chanan says there's a din in Kinyan Shtar that a Kinyan Shtar, when the Shtar tuzaif a Kinyan, the Shtar has to be Muchach Mitaychah. In order for a shtar to do a kinyan, it has to be clear in the shtar what we're talking about. It has to be clear what you're talking about. And he gives a marshal from the Gemara in the beginning of Kol HaGet, which most of you have learned, that if somebody writes a get l'shem bitei hagdayla, somebody writes a get Lagarish Hagadayla, La Yagarish Haktana. The part of Lishma is that if you write a get to be Megarish, Lashem, be Megarish Hagadayla, don't be Megarish Haktana. The Gemara asks, Hagadayla, Yachal Megarish. Well, it says you can't be Megarish anyone. If you wrote a stam get, you wrote a get with a name, you have two wives with the same name. So you shouldn't be Megarish. If you wrote a Lashem one wife with that name, don't be Megarish the other wife. And that wife, you could be Megarish, the Gemara asks. Gemara says, "Hamani Rav Elazahi, Edim Sira Karati." But the Gemara says that the get is not a good get. Why isn't it a good get? I wrote it with Shane, the older one, the Gedaiva, and I wrote her name. Why isn't it good? So it's a bachanu because it's not muchach mitaychay. In the get, for a get to do a kinyan, the get itself has to be clear. I can't take a piece of paper and do kinyan get with you unless the get says what the kinyan is. As long as the get doesn't say what the kinyan is, it doesn't work.
We don't pass them like a mayor.
What?
We don't pass them like a mayor.
We pass it over Laza because it has Mukhach and Deide Mesira. Deide Mesira know which one it is. But calls a man, it's not Mukhach, it wouldn't be good. In other words, I write a shtar. So that one of my fields, I'm machna to you. I don't say which, either one or 99 of my fields, whatever. I'm machna to you one of my fields. And I give it in front of Deide Mesira, and I don't say which one. So it's not Mukhach in the shtar which one I'm talking about. Not Deide Chsima, not Deide Mesira. It's a chsarin and kinyan shtar. That kinyan can't work because the shtar, in order for the shtar to be kinder, the shtar has to be klar what you're talking about. Rabbi Chanan says on the Gemara in Kedusha, I think Nunbeis, a man wrote a shtar, Echa mebenoisav, mekudeshesli. A man has a few daughters. So someone says, Echa mebenoisecha mekudeshesli. And he does Kiddush Shtar, so to Bochanan, it won't be chal at all. If I write a shtar, Echad Neisach Mekudesh Eslin, you have more than one wife, so it's chasar in the shtar, there's no kinyan shtar. If I do kinyan kesef, it works. If I give a man a ring, and I say, Echad Neisach Mekudesh Eslin, so Tarchel Garish is kulam. You have to give all of them a get, because we don't know which one was meant. But in kinyan shtar, it's a din in kinyan shtar, that it has to be a shtar that says what it's about. The shtar is something that explains. If the shtar doesn't explain, the shtar is da buchach mitaychai, mishkan shtar. So Rabbi Chanan, that's Pshat and Rashi. Rashi's not a pella. Tosis is a pella. So Rashi's very glad. For kinyan shtar, it doesn't work. You can't make a shtar that doesn't say what's being nicknamed. That's the start of the shtar. Bava Basu Dafkov Zayin. He says, yeah, there it's talking, he did kinyan kesef. He did some other kinyan. He did a kinyan kesef or kinyan chalipin. He said, "Chasi sada kenuya, I'm buying half of your field." Which half? We'll determine later. That's fine. You could do a kinyanim on a chasi sada without saying which one. Just in shtar, it's missing. It's missing in the uptach of a shtar. A shtar has to be mukhach mitaychai in order for it to be a shtar. That the Eidei.
How could it help?
How could it now? Mukach mitaych the shtar with the Eidei Mesira now. It's not. I mean, even, well, if you hold Eidei Mesira
Karti,
how's it good enough if the Eidei Mesira now?
Right.
That's what you ask. If you hold Eidei Mesira Karti, then that's how Kinyan Shtar works. If you hold Eidei Mesira work, that means the Eidei Mesira makes it good. The Eidei Mesira twice the chelik of the Kinyan Shtar. The Mesira Sashtar is what does it. So then the Mukach mitaych is good enough. Of Deide Mesira. But not if nobody knows. Not if Deide Mesira also don't know. So what Bochanan succeeds in doing is turning it around to make Rashi the more mistavidic of Pshat, the more glass of Pshat. If you accept such a din, that it has to be more, that a shtar has to be Mukhach Mitaycha, which is certainly by Get, the Mashmois of the Gemara and Kol HaGet. That if you write a name and you have two wives with the same name, Gemara says, B'loshim Bitzmiya. And Yachal Garish Akhtana, oh, Gedolu, Yachal Garish, but yeah, why not? Because it has to be in the get, it has to say in the get. It has to say in the get which wife it is. So I'll call upon him, Rabbi Chanan Tuzayf, to straighten out this Rashi sheet at least, and make it a Dover Habistava too. We still have before the Mishnah one more shir on Kreskita, which I hope, as I said, on Sunday I'm not going to be, I'll be here Monday. But I'd like you all to start the Chazal.